Eyes Wide Shut was a thriller mystery psychological drama film that was released in 1999. The movie was created by one of the most legendary and brilliant directors of all time, Stanley Kubrick. To this day, this movie is looked at as one of the most mysterious, confusing films ever created, with most of the audience who've seen it having no idea what the film is actually about. What made this movie so strange was one scene in particular that showed a group of masked men and women engaging in sex rituals inside of an elite ball. This scene alone has overshadowed the remainder of the film and has created endless theories about this scene. Besides this scene, the other most talked about point when it comes to Eyes Wide Shut is the death of Stanley Kubrick himself, which just so happened to take place exactly 1 week after Stanley held a private screening of the film for Warner Film executives. A theory quickly spread that Stanley was targeted by the elite for what he had attempted to reveal in his film, and that after these executives saw this film, they tried to force him to cut these scenes out, a demand that Stanley allegedly refused, which could have cost him his life. Now, almost 25 years later, people are still wondering if Stanley Kubrick was taken out for what he revealed in this film. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Stanley Kubrick's mysterious death and his last film, Eyes Wide Shut. But before we begin, I just wanted to politely ask you guys to like, comment, and subscribe so we can get this video seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. When the movie Eyes Wide Shut was released, critics praised it, but the general audiences, the viewers, were not only left underwhelmed by the movie, but they didn't really understand it at all and felt that it wasn't the masterpiece expected from Stanley, who was known for excellent films like 2001: A Space Odyssey. People felt the movie seemed uncompleted, as if it were missing scenes that would have made it all make sense. Since Stanley died before the movie was released, people just assumed he wasn't able to finish the movie before his passing. The thing is, that isn't the case. Not only did Stanley complete his film, but the movie he had handed over to the studios was at least 20 minutes longer than the movie that was eventually released. 20 minutes of film that most people now believe would have completed the story being told in Eyes Wide Shut. This has forced people to wonder, what was in those 20 minutes that were cut out? What was Stanley trying to tell the world with this dark, twisted movie? Most importantly, did he really lose his life because of what he was attempting to reveal in those 20 minutes? Today, I will try my best to answer all those questions in order to get to the bottom of the Eyes Wide Shut mystery. The movie Eyes Wide Shut was released in 1999, and it featured two massive Hollywood stars as the lead, Tom Cruise and his then-wife Nicole Kidman. The movie is about a rich doctor played by Tom Cruise who ends up sneaking in a secret cult ritual party being held in a New York mansion. When he arrives, the first thing he sees is a giant sex ritual taking place. The ritual shows a group of masked individuals standing around a man in a red cloak that's holding a staff, chanting and leading the ritual. The red cloaked man is surrounded by women wearing all black who are also wearing strange masks, who could be seen bowing down to him and reacting to the taps of his staff. By the end of the ritual, the women remove their cloaks to reveal nothing underneath, and one by one they leave the circle and grab a person to perform sex magic rituals with. We then see Tom Cruise walking through the mansion, witnessing all types of sex rituals I can't even attempt to mention on here. Tom's character would eventually be discovered as an intruder and was going to be sacrificed when out of nowhere, one of the women a part of the early ritual would sacrifice herself for him. Tom would be let go on orders not to talk about what he saw or pay the ultimate price. He then leaves the castle. Left with many questions, Tom's character starts to try to find more information about what happened to the girl who sacrificed herself for him and who the men that held that event were. By the end of the movie, Tom's character realizes just who were the people at the private ball, those who secretly run the world. Tom is then warned by one of the members of the cult to forget about the whole thing, telling him if he found out who was truly at the ball, he wouldn't sleep at night. Now, on the surface level, the movie seemed to be about a doctor stumbling onto the secret world of the elite, but this movie is actually much deeper than that. In fact, according to this Reddit poster, 33 Do Eyes Wide Shut, each scene of this movie is connected to the different degrees of masonry. He provides so much evidence to prove his theory that it's actually pretty astonishing. He explains how every scene is coded with Masonic references and colors pertaining to each degree in Scottish Rite Freemasonry. This Reddit poster does an amazing job at putting the pieces together to prove that this movie was clearly about Masonry. He stated this in his post: "The basic outline of the Eyes Wide Shut cipher is that from the beginning of the film until the end, Bill Harford traversed all 33 degrees of the Scottish Rite. This is why the narrative is broken up into a sequence of easily identifiable vignettes. Eyes Wide Shut is essentially a 32-act structure ending at 33, where the educative associations of each degree are encountered in ascending order and provides something of a through line or a philosophical arc to the film." Now, out of respect for the work this Reddit poster did, I will not present his full theory here, but I will leave the link to his Reddit post in the description of this video for those that are interested in reading it. I myself believe this movie is all about the occult, Masonry, and alchemy. All these themes are prevalent in this film. For instance, the most famous scene in the film, the ritual scene, was about spiritual alchemy and sex magic rituals. This is what the cult members were participating in when Tom walked into the castle. What many people don't know is that this part of the film is actually more realistic than people know about. This scene was actually filmed in the Mentormore Towers in England. Now, what most people don't know is that the Mentormore Towers were actually built for one of the elite families, the Rothschilds. When people talk about the elite running the world, the Rothschilds are on top of that list. Now, what makes this even stranger is that this scene seems to mimic a real-life party that was hosted by the Rothschilds themselves. Back in 1972, the Rothschilds hosted an elite-only party called the Cyrillus Ball. The Cyrillus Ball was an event hosted for only the most powerful people in the world. For this ball, everyone wore a strange mask, and the host of the ball, Baroness Maria Helene Rothschild, wore this disturbing-looking mask. All the waiters were made to wear a cat mask while the party was decorated with baby dolls. They also served guests caked shaped like human bodies on top of altars resembling a sacrifice. It's obvious the ritual scene shown in the Eyes Wide Shut movie was directly influenced by this real party that was hosted by the Rothschilds, something that becomes even more evident considering that the scene was shot in a castle owned by the Rothschilds. It's obvious this scene was one of the instances of Hollywood hiding the truth in plain sight. This scene was revealing to us what the elite of our world are truly involved in. Now, most people think that this movie was made by Stanley in order to expose the elite. It was a film he created to show the world an inside look at what's happening at these elite parties. People bring up the fact that Stanley Kubrick died before this movie was even released, being taken out 1 week after he held a private screening of the film for two Hollywood executives working for Warner. According to the story, once the film finished, the executives walked out of the theater extremely upset with Kubrick, demanding he remove parts of the film. Stanley refused to remove these parts of the film, which only further angered the studio, and 1 week later, he was dead. His cause of death was revealed to be a heart attack, which to many never made sense because Stanley was apparently in good health before his death. This article released back in 1999 suggests that Stanley appeared to be happy and making jokes before he died, which seems to go against the narrative that he was severely ill. What makes his death even more disturbing is that Stanley died exactly 666 days before January 1st, 2001, the date that his most popular and critically acclaimed film, 2001 Space Odyssey, takes place in. What are the odds of that happening? On top of this, the movie was released on July 16th, 1999. If you flip 1999, you again get 666. Now, I won't deny that someone dying of a heart attack at the age of 70 isn't so far-fetched, but under Stanley's circumstances, it's pretty clear his death was connected to this film. It seems like whatever they cut from this film was what caused Stanley everything. According to a filmmaker friend of Stanley Kubrick, Jay Weirdner, Kubrick's assistant verified that parts of the film were indeed cut out after the executive saw the private screening of the movie, claiming that this person told him Stanley was being yelled at after the screening, where they try to force him to remove parts of the movie out.
He claimed to be Kubrick's, one of Kubrick's top assistants before he died. In other words, he was there all the way to the end.
This is getting good.
And he told me Kubrick kept muttering to himself that the Warner Brothers executives were going to hate his film. And literally, he quoted me as saying, when they see this film, they're going to kill me. Then, on the night that he showed them the film in London, strangely enough, he had taken up smoking again. which he'd been a chain smoker earlier in life, and he kind of slowed down. But apparently, you know, much to this guy's surprise, he was chaining again. And he waited in the lobby, really kind of pale and distant. And then the movie ended, and the door opened, and somebody walked out and said, "Stanley, you need to come down here." And the door shut, and this guy said that he heard yelling for about 45 minutes, screaming and yelling. And he heard Kubrick say that, "You know, you can't change my film. It's in my contract." And then Kubrick stormed out first, and he followed Stanley. And that was the last time you ever saw Stanley. Wow. Stanley died exactly 666 days before January 1st, 2001, the first day of the year of his greatest film. That worries me, I have to tell you. I think that's a signal, and I hope to, you know, the heavens above that he wasn't murdered, but somehow that seems like an Illuminati signal.
As you heard for yourself, Stanley was being reprimanded for adding certain parts in the film. This pretty much confirms the fact that parts of the movie were cut out. Now, according to people connected to the movie, the only reason these parts were cut out was to achieve a rated R rating, because the parts were so graphic that it would have given the movie a higher rating than rated R, which would have made it difficult to promote. But I don't believe that at all, as the entire ritual scene shot in the mansion was graphic enough to push this movie over rated R, but they still left it in the movie and still got a rated R rating. Now, I do believe that Stanley Kubrick was trying to expose the truth about Hollywood and the elite, but I also know that Stanley himself had to be a part of that very same secret society that runs our world. Stanley was a well-accomplished director in Hollywood for years who had the support of the elite, which tells us he was working for the elite. Stanley Kubrick was able to expose so much because he himself was a part of the secret world and, for whatever reason, decided to break his oath and attempted to tell the audience the truth through his film. Now, before we continue, I know some people are going to say that if the executives knew Stanley was going to expose them, why would they have allowed this film to come out? Well, there's many reasons behind this. The main two reasons were obviously for money and as a warning to others, as the studio had already invested millions into this film, with it being reported that they spent $65 million on this movie. They weren't going to throw away $65 million. They also knew what the film was about before they started funding it. They just weren't expecting Stanley to attempt to expose them with the very film they were paying for. So they removed what they didn't want exposed by the film and released the rest. The other reason they released the film was for the secret message that was encrypted in the film. If you break the oath, you will pay the price. Just like in the movie, the woman chooses to take Tom Cruise's punishment. In the movie, this woman who sacrifices herself for Tom's character dies mysteriously and is blamed on substances. She pays the price for not only telling Tom's character he shouldn't be there, but gave her life for his. While in real life, Stanley breaks his oath by attempting to reveal too much in the film and mysteriously passes away, with his death being labeled from natural causes. Both the woman in the film and Stanley were sacrificed for breaking their oath. Both of them were given cover-up stories for their deaths. The woman was obviously supposed to represent Stanley Kubrick, and just like she was, he was sacrificed himself to tell us the truth about the elite. It was clear that while this movie was initially supposed to be Stanley exposing the elite, it became a warning for others who try to do what Stanley attempted to do. If you break the oath and spill their secrets, you will pay the ultimate price. Now, it's important to note that I don't believe Stanley Kubrick was attempting to expose the elite with this film since the beginning. This is something that he decided to do while he was already working on the film. Stanley attempted to put the truth about the secret world of the occult in this film in every way possible. It was discovered that Stanley was reading books on the occult while making this film. These occult books were found in Stanley archives after his death. Like I said earlier, I don't necessarily think that this was only due to the film. I believe Stanley himself was involved in the occult and was a part of the same groups he was exposing. Now, when it comes to the 20 or so minutes that were cut out of the film, things get even darker. It is speculated that the 20 minutes that were removed from the film was connected to ritual practices that include children. In fact, Two scenes in the movie subtly implies child ritual and child offerings. For those that have seen the movie, you might remember the scene where Tom Cruise's character goes to a costume shop to get an outfit to attend the ball. While he's there, he realizes that the costume shop's owner was selling his underage daughter for money, essentially pimping her out. In another scene, which is the last scene of the movie, we see Tom and Nicole Kidman with their daughter at a toy store, when out of nowhere, their daughter seems to walk away with two strange men. The two men were the same men shown at the beginning of the movie at the party of the elite Tom attended, implying that they were taking his child as an offering. It is believed that in those 20 minutes that were cut out of the film, this was going to be explored deeper, showing how dark and demonic these ritual parties get when they involve children. This is why it's believed they cut out this part of the film that showed this happening more explicitly. What's even more interesting is that this seems to have happened to Stanley himself. As it was reported, while Stanley was filming the movie, his daughter Vivian Kubrick ran off and joined the Church of Scientology. Many people assume this was connected to Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, who were both members of the Church of Scientology. What's interesting about the Church of Scientology is that it is actually just a cover for the occult religion started by Aleister Crowley called the Lima. See, the Church of Scientology was created by L. Ron Hubbard, who was a follower of Aleister Crowley and was friends with Jack Parsons. Jack Parsons was in charge of a Thelema sect in California. L. Ron Hubbard joined this Thelema sect. For those that don't know what Thelema is, it is an occult sex religion created by Aleister Crowley. L. Ron Hubbard studied this religion before he created his own religion using Thelema as the foundation. What the Church of Scientology teaches comes directly from Thelema and Aleister Crowley. In fact, L. Ron Hubbard's own son exposed this about his father way back, but was dismissed by everyone.
When you say black magic, what are you talking about? Some of the things that I read in this stack of material, it sounds just absolutely unbelievable. What are you talking about when you say this?
Well, the funny thing is that the actual truth is about as far out as Scientology itself. Really, the basis of Scientology, which is rather hidden and covered over, is the occult, deep involvement with satanic powers that he felt that... He was deeply involved with British black magician called Aleister Crowley, and through putting himself in deep hypnotic trance and the use of drugs on himself, he wanted to become the most powerful being.
Now, this is actually extremely revealing, because what is practiced in Thelema is exactly what is shown in the movie Eyes Wide Shut. The ritual scene depicted a reenactment of what actually happens at these Thelema lodges. The members all get together wearing ritual attire and participate in giant ritual orgies. Stanley saw that they were taking his daughter and involving her in this, and he decided to break his oath and expose them. He wanted to show the world the truth about these groups because they had taken his daughter and involved her in it. This is most likely why he added that last scene of Tom Cruise's daughter being taken away by members of the group. Those men were meant to represent the members of the Church of Scientology who took his daughter. I believe this is what he was exposing in those 20 minutes that were removed from the film and got him killed. It is not a coincidence that both Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were involved in the occult. Tom and Nicole were both open members of the Church of Scientology, which, like I just exposed, was just a commercialized version of Thelema. But Nicole Kidman was also directly connected to Thelema and Aleister Crowley. Nicole Kidman was the daughter of Anthony Kidman. See, back in 2014, Anthony Kidman was accused by a woman named Fiona Barnett of running a PDF file ring that trafficked her when she was a child. 1 month after Fiona made these allegations, Anthony Kidman mysteriously died from a heart attack, just like Stanley Kubrick. Anthony Kidman was linked to Aleister Crowley's OTO, which was a cult called Ordo Templi Orientis. So think about that. Both the lead actors in the movie were connected to the Church of Scientology, which was just the Lima repackage. The Lima was created by Aleister Crowley, who Nicole Kidman's father was connected to. On top of this, Stanley Kubrick's own daughter was taken by the Church of Scientology. It's obvious this is what Stanley attempted to expose through his film, a decision that cost him everything. Well, that's it for this video, but before you guys go, I would like to politely ask you guys to subscribe if you're not. Please like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.